coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report from the Hagman Report Studios. I'm Doug Hagman. With me is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Folks, Eric the Tech is not in. And, you know what? We are doing it old school for right now, but we're going to get the message out to you without any further ado. Of course, you can see Randy Taylor. Randy, come on board. Say hello to everyone.
How are you folks doing today?
All right.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Well, we've got a bunch of things to talk about, including tomorrow being this Hamas day of rage or the jihad day of rage. Yeah. We want to address that because during the night, I must have gotten not just emails, but texts on my phone from people saying, hey, did you see this? Yeah, I saw it. I mean, you saw it. We saw it right as soon as it was issued. This is what we do. Look, before we get into the program content, I just want to tell everyone about Noble Gold. Folks, if you haven't done so already, man, let me put this up on the screen here because I want people to go to Noble Gold. And let me share this with you. Randy Taylor?
It's perfect, Doug.
Okay, perfect.
Absolutely. It looks good.
All right. Here's the long and short of it. If you are looking for a safe place, at least in my view, for your IRA, go to Noble Gold, or more specifically, go to HagmanReportGold.com or call 877-646-5347. Now, with every new IRA, gold silver IRA that's issued, you'll get a 5-ounce silver coin. Now, this thing's like a hockey puck. I mean, I'm telling you what, it's huge, but it's really a cool coin that it's an America the Beautiful 5-ounce silver coin. But here's the thing, and I went through this with my stepson, and this is off script, okay, because they don't pay me to say what I'm going to say to you. I sat with Josh, and we created his IRA through Noble Gold. They walked us through every step that you can imagine, and it was flawless. It was perfect. Okay, and now Josh has the he feels a lot better about his future, whatever that might be. Okay, look, we don't know what the future is going to bring. You want to be safe, smart, intelligent with your money. Noble Gold is the place to go. In my case, in this program's case, you've got to go to HagmanReportGold.com. That's HagmanReportGold.com. If you go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link. It'll take you directly to HagmanReportGold.com. You don't have to remember that, but I ask that you do. Or even better, if you want to talk to a representative about your gold and silver IRA, call 877-646-5347. Now, understand, there's always a risk of investment, and there is no guarantee of any kind. There never is in life. Noble Gold, HagmanReportGold.com. We want to welcome them aboard and thank them for everything they've done for my stepson. And again, I was impressed by everything they did, and they've got a lot of reviews, positive reviews. It's incredible. They have a lot of positive reviews across many review sites, or you know, the people that leave reviews. Okay, all right. How'd you like that? How bad did I screw that up, folks? Never mind. All right, you can tell I shouldn't do this for a living. All right, with me again is Randy Taylor. Now, you and I have got some things to talk about. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with this day of jihad?
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and.
Okay.
I think you had a video queued up before. We can put that on. We start there. But, okay. You know, just a brief summary of what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, okay. Most people know, but some of our listeners may not be caught up to speed on it.
All right. Because, yeah, what I'd like to get into with you and I is the Day of Jihad, the Dinesh D'Souza, who's a good friend, who is a friend of mine and a good friend of the show, has a new video out. And Owen Schroyer, who, by the way, is going to federal prison for 60 days for simply opening his mouth. Folks, understand, the guy you're looking at, or Randy Taylor, the guy that's with me, and I'm going to put us together here side by side. That man and I both are on the menu, so to speak, by the FBI. By the Department of Justice. Why? Because we spoke out against the FBI. We spoke out against and in favor of
the government. Yep.
Free speech. I mean,
we're insurrectionists, Doug.
Yes. But you know,
how unarmed people can be insurrectionists. But okay, run with that.
When we uplift the Constitution. And say, look, everyone's got a right to say whatever. And you know what, Randy? Tell me what you think about this before we go into the Day of Jihad. But the Palestinians in Dearborn, Michigan, who are saying, you know, Israel is they're the oppressors. I support their right to say that in America. Do you? I mean, as long as they're not saying we're going to come to your house and kill you, make overt threats, I support their right.
I'm okay with them saying that, but when they're screaming "kill the Jews," "gas the Jews," and all that, I have a problem with that.
I
have a problem with. I mean, if you're going to come after Doug and I because you know one of us said something on the air, then you best be arresting Palestinians for what they're screaming in the streets right now. And I don't care much for these people burning American flags, you know.
But you know, I know I totally agree with you on that.
Look, I agree that I defend the right to protest. We defend the right for anyone to peaceful protest.
Exactly. Exactly.
We do.
Well,
it's not extended to us, but
yeah, exactly. I want everyone to pray for Owen Schroyer. He'll never tell you how bad things are, okay? But things are bad with Owen Schroyer, with others who are paying the price now, and others who will be. Please say a prayer. Okay, let's get right to what you and I spoke of, opening up. What's this Day of Jihad tomorrow? What's that all about? Should we be concerned? And I think this
should. I would.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so let me do this. Boy, I don't know, my brother. If I can work through this without Eric being here, it's gonna be a long.
We'll be fine.
It's gonna be a long number of weeks or long number of days. I should.
We have a very forgiving audience. So
we do.
And think about it. Anybody else would have taken the day off with Eric being gone. In fact, that we're here lets you know that we love you.
Well, I think exactly. We love you. We care about what happens to each and every one of you. And okay, so let's start off with the who, what, why, when, where, and how of this Day of Jihad. So I'm going to do this. And
Doug and I have a little more experience than most people yapping on their podcast today when it comes to Islamic Jihad.
Yes.
And anything that has to do with the Middle East, what to be serious about, what not to be serious about. I would say we have a little more input than most, just based on our backgrounds. This is right up our alley.
Exactly. All right. Now, you tell me, this clip is some 16 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing. So, RT, you tell me when to stop, when you think people understand what's going on here. This is part of a tweet. And here it is right here. You can see. Can you see that, RT?
Yep, yeah. Perfectly.
Okay. So this is it right here, the Biden regime. This is by Charles R. Downs. I don't know the tweeter, the person who posted this. I don't know that. But he said, the Biden regime, who labels Trump supporters as national security threats, is awfully quiet about Hamas' call for a day of jihad, again, which is tomorrow, Friday, October 13th. What does that mean? What does that mean for you and I? Should we be afraid? Or not afraid. Should we be expecting something to happen? Well, this appeared on Newsmax. And by the way, look, it's a platform for the message. It's not because I like Newsmax. It's just where it appeared. Here it is. And RT, you jump in and say stop, and I'll stop or pause or whatever it might be. Here it is.
Okay.
Let's see if this works.
Jihad. Who is he? Well, he's the ex-deputy head of Hamas, and his remarks were rather cryptic, but those who run in these circles and scholars seem to think that jihad, attacks all over the place. Is that what he's calling for? Be on guard. Be vigilant this Friday. It makes sense. And of course, unfortunately, we are vulnerable here. America, the Biden administration sent out a big white flag when we, left Afghanistan the way we did. We all know about that disaster. The whole world noticed, and we are more vulnerable ever since. Of course, the border situation, terrorists can get in here impossibly easy. And to throw anti-Semitism into the mix, our country, gosh, to see it out in the open, these big displays in Chicago and San Francisco and cities all across the country for the terrorists, for Hamas. This is very, very ugly stuff. And I didn't actually know it existed like this in our country. Throughout the world, yeah, that's another thing. And it is thriving, unfortunately, throughout the world. And Amman Jordan celebrating Hamas, celebrating what they did, celebrating the attack on those teenage girls at that rave concert in Amman, in Australia, in London, all over the world. It's very dark and it's very, very ugly. Anti-Semitism. Joe Biden did say something about anti-Semitism today.
I would argue it's the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. The deadliest day since the Holocaust. One of the worst chapters in human history that remind us all that that expression I learned from my dad early on, silence is complicity. Silence is complicity. It really is. And I want you to know, I think you've already figured it out, I refuse to be silent. I know you refuse to be silent as well.
Like six people, right? They weren't digging Joe Biden. It was a group of Jewish leaders. They know what happened. And Joe Biden's father never said that. Silence is complicity. I've seen his dad. No way. But Joe was silent and maybe even complicit. 2 days after this horrible attack, on Sunday, did we hear from the President of the United States? No. While this chaos was thriving, while this terrorism was unfolding, nothing from the president. How about Monday? That's a work day, right? No, nothing from the president's mouth on that day. Why be president if you don't want to lead at a moment like this? Now, yesterday he did speak. And what did he not speak about? Iran, which gave the green light here, and anti-Semitism. It was just like violence, a vague form of violence. That's it. A lot of people are keeping their mouths shut who have major platforms who should be speaking out or singing something. Come up with a song, Taylor Swift. You know, Taylor Swift, arguably, it's totally insignificant. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I don't know her music.
We'll put that,
quite frankly.
Yeah, we can all put that keep our breakfast. We'll keep our breakfast down. Now look at Taylor Swift.
I have to. Okay, there we go. Yeah, we'll put that clip in the program description box. But okay, so the bottom line with this Day of Jihad, RT, is the guy behind this, now just to be clear, is the deputy director of Hamas. And, you know, these people live in Qatar, in mansions. They're not on the front lines. It's the former Hamas chief, Khalid Mishal.
Yeah.
Call for the Day of Jihad. in response to the Israel-Hamas war, telling supporters, you all know your responsibility. And now someone asked, what should we be doing on Friday? Here's my response, and RT, I'm going to turn it over to you for your commentary. My response is what I do every Friday, what I do every day, that's go to work. I carry, conceal carry. I may throw an extra magazine or two on my body. And I will make sure that my family is protected. But then again, I don't live in a blue hellhole either. You, sir, go ahead.
Well, I think normally we used to do this. Doug and I used to do this all the time. This was what our forte for years and years and years. We've heard the threats before. It's a little bit different this time. Okay. Because this is like a right in your face thing. And what we saw on the news and what we need to be concerned about is we've left our borders open and bleeding for a long time. This is ridiculous. We used to be concerned. And bear with us. Okay. We're going to go back and cover a little history today. Doug and I used to do this, like I said, back right after 2001, we were right on the job. I met Doug shortly after September 11th. And we went right to work. However, at that time, the border was fairly under control. There's always going to be illegal aliens, okay? As long as we're not with shoot-to-kill orders, there's going to be illegal aliens, okay? I don't know how it should stop them except tell them, we're going to shoot you. That's all that's the only thing I can come up with. And probably shame on me, but I'm sorry. My country's security is more important than your hurt feelings, all right? And, you know, body bags are going to get filled anyway because of coyotes and drug runners and the whole nine yards. So I don't look for sympathy on anything I say about the border. You're not getting it. We've also, we know that there's millions of people in this country that shouldn't be here. Millions that have gone past Border Patrol, went right past any checkpoints, any barricades, nothing. These people are housed up in different places all over the country. Doug will cover this here in a little bit, but there used to be Islamic enclaves all over the country. They're still there. Except now we have much larger facilities that are operated by DHS. Okay? Come one, come all. You got to put them somewhere. So the ones that there's been a lot of bitching in the cities already, that is nothing. And we need to be worried about tomorrow. You don't know who's here.
Boy,
you don't know what you don't know what quantity they're in.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, and if you know anything about these people, anything, if they were to put 20 or 30 of these people together, arm them, and give them explosives, that would be major hell in any city in this country.
Yeah.
The police aren't set up for this. The cops don't even understand this, how this works. Okay? You know, it's like, we back to blue. You know, I'm off to work. I run my route every day. No, but you know what I'm saying? It's pretty kind of cut and dry their day. To have a bunch of Islamic militants cut loose on your city is a totally different day entirely. Okay? Think about it. Over in Afghanistan and Iraq, we put the best of our best up against them and sometimes take some hard losses. These people are radical. And remember, we like to live to fight another day.
Yes.
These people don't give a damn. If they were told to kill and die, they're going to die and they're going to take people with them. This is not so based on that and the fact that this is really fresh and also the fact that, and I'm basing this really, most of this is on our failed immigration system. Because I'm telling you, they already said, I was watching some stats on the news the other night, and I rarely watch the news, but every now and then, if I'm like cooking or something like that, I can't play a podcast necessarily. So I'll put something on, it'll be on the screen in the next room, but I can see it from the kitchen. And there were like 170 some, maybe 180, okay, that as high as that, known people of question that were on the FBI's hot sheets. As terrorists.
Yep.
That's what that's the ones that they managed to grab. People, when they're letting in 11,000 a day and not doing anything except standing there watching them walk by, we got problems.
Exactly.
You have some serious problems. And it doesn't take, I'll tell you right now, I don't know how many people came over in the Hamas onslaught. I don't have a number. Doug, did you get a number on that? Anybody throw one out there? How many Hamas militants there were? Terrorists.
In what time period? In what area?
In the first initial onslaught. I never got a hard number.
No. However, I've got other numbers that are related to that number, and I'll just say that
it's just a number for taking down Gaza. You know, what, 300-400 maybe?
Okay. Now let me.
I'm trying to stress to the people how many people it takes to take down a fucking city.
Got it. Okay. You don't need more than 50. I'm telling you, you don't need more.
And that just depends on the city.
That comes from the DHS stats in their reports that you don't need more than 50.
That's over with. They've got that.
Yeah.
It's just and if they decide to start taking down things, it's not going to be one. This isn't going to be September 11th. This is going to be September 11th through the 30th.
New York and everywhere else.
Right. And Doug, it may happen all on the same day. We might be in for a weekend of terror.
Exactly.
We might be in for a week of terror. We might be in for a month of it. You don't know. We don't know because these people are fanatics. They're nuts. They're off the nut scale. Okay. Driven by an ideology that takes no prisoners. You know they take prisoners unless they're for ransom. You know, because they like to kill babies and cut their heads off. What kind of animal cuts the head off a baby?
Now,
I've seen some sick shit in my life.
Now hold on a second here, because we're going to get this, we're going to get some. We've already gotten some blowback, maybe blowback's not the right word. Some, I believe people are correct when they question the narrative. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay, 40 people. Or 40 babies with decapitated.
I don't know about 40. I wouldn't. Okay. That I was suspicious of.
Yeah,
babies the idea to cut off. Absolutely.
Okay. Truth is the first casualty of war, and I believe when I first heard that, you know, what I thought of look, my heart bleeds. I don't care. I don't care what race, ethnicity. You could be. A child, an infant of the worst parents in the world. And if something happens to that child, it's
not the kid's fault. It is not the kid's fault.
No. So I remember Colin Powell holding up that vial and saying, weapons of mass destruction. And that was all a lie. The incubator story, the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador was behind the incubator story. Where, you know, they were pulling out the babies, laying them on the floor. Didn't happen. They admitted that. So we are right to question everything. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying that.
I'm gonna say that it did. And the reason being is because we do have the other atrocities that we do know, in fact, happened. And
I agree.
These people are notorious for cutting off heads.
Yes.
It orders them in the Quran to lay their sword on our neck, on the infidel's neck. And that means lob off the head.
You and I have seen things that we can't unsee.
Oh, God. Oh, there was not a single beheading in Iraq done by Al-Qaeda and or any of those groups in the MSC that we did not witness, Doug and I, on film. I have a collection of every last beheading in Iraq. Let me tell you something. When they're sitting there and they're trying to saw the head off.
While they're still alive.
And you hear the person. It'll make you vomit.
Yeah.
But we had to review the stuff before we could even send it into the government.
You know, Yeah,
the government savagery, Randy Taylor.
But by the way, just so you know, the government would come to Randy Taylor and pick up the videos. Government would come to me and pick up the videos, or I would send them in ahead of time. But that's just how it worked back in the day.
Yep. Yeah. Because we didn't have them. Tons of them. Yeah, they couldn't get them.
Yeah.
They couldn't get them. They didn't know how to get into the forums. As soon as they were in the forums, they would, you know, the forum had shut down. You know,
okay.
But like I had an established identity I used the entire time. In fact, my identity is still good.
you better stop there.
I always wanted to keep my foot in the door though.
Yes. Now, to that extent, you haven't heard or seen anything reflective of anything pending for tomorrow. Okay. Nor have I, by the way. Okay.
All I saw was an enormous amount of radicalism all around the globe, to the extent of 9/11 or even more, as far as the size of the crowds. Toronto, I was watching video coming out of Toronto, video out of New York. Man.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. I found this, and this will be posted at HagmanPI.com. Randy Taylor, myself, others worked. You've often heard Randy talking about the prostitute flipping us off, the four of us in a vehicle. That was at a compound in Buffalo. We were kind of screwing around at the very, very end. But before that, we did some serious investigation and surveillance of Islamberg I want to show this. This is from 2018. Alex Jones sent this to me a while back. And this is me talking to Paul Williams. RT, you haven't seen what you're about to see. I'd be interested in your comments after this is played. So I'm going to share this right now with everyone. And you tell me what you think, folks. Let me see here. Okay, where'd I put it? That's interesting. Oh, I see. Okay, hold on. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Let's see. can you see anything? I'm just
nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Okay. Well, now there we go. Let's see here. No, that's not it. All right. Let me pull this up and talk amongst yourselves, I guess.
Yeah, I think the tab had your name listed first and then Paul's name second.
Okay.
The tab, I believe.
Okay, here we go. All right. I think I got this now. And folks,
one other thing, folks, that's bothered me this whole time. Hamas uses rockets.
Yes.
Israel uses missiles. There's a difference. Rockets land where rockets want to land. They can guesstimate where they're going. Missiles are directed. They'll put them in your shirt pocket. So keep that in mind, because I hear people talking about Israel firing rockets. Israel's not firing rockets. Everything they're firing is precision-guided stuff, including their Iron Dome that's going up and taking out Hamas rockets. Katusha rockets is what they're called. Okay, and they're the closest thing to a home-built rocket you're ever going to see. But they're very effective, and they get pretty good range. But they are unsophisticated as far as hitting exactly where they want them.
Has that changed, do you think, since we left what we left in Afghanistan?
Well, what we were seeing, too, is I was kind of convinced that they had some sort of missiles, because I think they got stuff like that from Iran.
Okay.
I believe some of that. And folks, there's a lot of accounts of our stuff being found there that we were using in Afghanistan and left behind.
Yes.
Various equipment. Not necessarily a tank, but various equipment. Probably very true.
Okay.
Come on. When we went to Afghanistan, they were still using Russian tanks and Russian APCs from their war with Russia.
Back in the 80s.
That, Exactly. So that stuff was already 30, 40 years old. They were still using it. These people don't throw nothing away except human life.
All right. Now, earlier...
Let's play a video. We're running
Yeah. Earlier, you were talking about the infiltration. We were talking about Islamberg. We were talking about the Muslims who are in this country already. Here is 2018. Here it is. You can see that now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is this is actually, thank you, Alex Jones, InfoWars here.
At the bottom.
Set up these training camps, including Islamberg and training camps throughout the country. For July.
Yeah, the timer's not moving at all. But you're picking up from somewhere.
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, bottom left.
Bottom left.
Yeah, hit play over there and see what happens.
How's that?
Yeah, the timer's not kicking at all.
Well, can you hear? Let me ask a question. Can you hear this at all?
I hear somebody talking vaguely a long way in the distance.
Okay.
I can't hear any clear words.
All right, well, that's not good. Hold on 1 second here. Let me see if we
can. There you go. There you go. Now your video's playing.
It's playing right now?
No, it stopped.
CIA discovered that
there you go.
It's much more cost-efficient to train these people in the United States. So the CIA set up these training camps, including Islamberg and training camps throughout the country, for Jelani.
This is May of 2018.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Our guest right now is Dr. Paul L. Williams, and of course, he's the other half. Doctor, you heard Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Paul L. Williams is the co-author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, which is available at the InfoWars store. Get it via InfoWars.com. The Killing of Uncle Sam. Reserve your copy now. This is going to be coming out next week. It's an incredible book, I just have to tell you. But the other side of this, the other assault against Uncle Sam and against our nation, is being discussed now with Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams, we're talking about Islamberg. We're talking about the Muslims of the Americas. We're talking about paramilitary training by Islamic, in my view, personal opinion, based on my observations, terrorists in the United States. Where we left off, we're talking about the investigations both you and I did.
Yes, Doug. At Islamberg, after I followed up on your original visit there, your lead, I interviewed several people from Islamberg, and I found out that at the end of their training, they all were going to Pakistan. They all went to Pakistan. I'll tell you my major finding at the end of this. But they came back with Pakistan. The settlement there at Islamberg, outside of Hancock, New York, is now filled with Pakistani women. They practice polygamy there, of course, and the African Americans who are recruited from the prison system and trained at Islamberg, after their basic training, they're deployed to Pakistan, and from Pakistan they enter Afghanistan and they fight with the Taliban. Now.
Dr. Williams, how can that be? How can America be host yes. to paramilitary training compounds? Doesn't the FBI know? Doesn't the CIA know? Doesn't our government know?
You and I know. We both reported this to law enforcement agencies. I worked with the FBI for years. I mean, I worked for the FBI for years. And I reported to them. I reported to the state police. I showed them the pictures, everything else, and nothing happened. The residents up there, as you know, you interview them too. They're scared witless about, you know, from the activities and the explosions that they hear from the camp. They've called the police. They've called the FBI, and nothing is ever done. Well, this is what I discovered. These people go to Pakistan, and they receive further training, and then they go from Pakistan into Afghanistan and fight with the Taliban. Now, I couldn't understand that for the longest time, and then finally it hit me. What the whole thing is a CIA operation. J- Jelani himself professes to be, when he was in New York at the Yassin Mosque, and I went there as well in Brooklyn, his followers, they all believed he was CIA. And many of the operatives, the jihadis that were trained at Islamburg, including Clement Rodniel, who was instrumental in the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, they all believe they're working for the CIA as well. And what happens is what I discovered is that. The CIA set up these camps beginning in 1979. They brought Jelani and Blind Sheikh Rahman from Cairo to the United States to Andrews Air Force Base on U.S. military transports. They were taken here by the CIA. Jelani for a couple weeks received training from the CIA at Langley, and then he was dispatched to Brooklyn to recruit African Americans for the Great Jihad against the Soviets in Afghanistan. So, in the beginning, his efforts were confined to Brooklyn, and he would recruit jihadis, or people who wanted to take part in the jihad, of African Americans all, and ship them to Pakistan. And later, the CIA discovered that would be, it's much more cost efficient to train these people in the United States. So the CIA set up these training camps, including Islamburg and training camps throughout the country, for Jelani. And this went on for 10 years, that they were training people for the Great Jihad to take part in the Soviet-Afghan war in Afghanistan, which made sense to fight the communists. And we could kind of believe that there was some necessity in that. But this is what really bothered me for a long time, Doug. At the end of that, at the end of the Soviet-Afghan war, the CIA continued to fund Jelani and continued to to work with Jelani to create more and more and more of these paramilitary camps throughout the country, some in Georgia, some in Texas, some in California, some in the Midwest, some in the one in Toronto. Right. I mean, they're all over the place. And Virginia, I visited one in Virginia several times. But they were all what I couldn't put my brain around was why, after the Soviet-Afghanistan war was over, why was the CIA continuing to support Jelani and continuing to sprout these camps up on American soil? And then I came to realize, and this is what really that brought me to Rodney Howard Brown and killing Uncle Sam, I came to realize that the CIA, all of their covert operations are funded by narcotics, primarily heroin. And heroin has become the CIA since 1940.
All right, I'll stop it right there. Thoughts?
Oh, he's right on the heroin. Definitely.
Yeah, now it's
when we were in Vietnam, we suddenly had a heroin problem in the U.S. And when that closed out, we ended up down south, Colombia, Venezuela, and Panama, places down there and points beyond. We had a cocaine problem in the U.S., huge. And then we go into Afghanistan, we have a heroin problem again. The CIA funds themselves. I mean, they get a certain amount of money from Congress. That doesn't foot the bill for everything CIA does. So that's why you've got the drug trafficking. That's why you have human trafficking. Let me tell you what. The CIA is not a good thing. And not everybody in the CIA is bad. You know what? It's like in the FBI. Not every FBI agent is bad. But the problem is at the top. And the good ones work for the bad ones. It makes it impossible to trust these people. It's an impossible equation. You'd be stupid if you trust them. I don't trust the CIA at all, not as far as I could spit. If somebody said, hey, the FBI is going to protect you, kiss my butt. Okay? I wouldn't believe anything that comes out of their mouths. This is we got what he's talking about in Islamberg and them training. Now stop and think about this. Back when I was in the military, there was training going on in the United States, in Arkansas.
Right.
Ah, yes. Why? Because it was easier. It was cheaper. There's a lot of what the man said has been going on since 40 years ago that I know of, that I personally know of. Prior to that, absolutely, we know about Air America in back in Vietnam.
Right.
Vietnam, whichever, two different ways to say it. Vietnam, we know about that. So stop and think about that. These people have gone unchecked for decades. And they're the ones that are basically controlling our media. I hate to say it, but controlling a lot of our politicians and controlling bad guys all around the world to use at their disposal to kill Americans, to kill allies. We've got a mess, people. And all these people that are coming in over the border, not the ones that are sneaking. Listen, I ain't talking about the guy that brought his wife and his kid. He made it to New York, and he's working in a Chinese restaurant trying to feed his family. I ain't talking about that guy.
Right, right.
Okay? I'm talking about the ones that are middle-aged men coming in military age, okay, 18 to 35, 34, 35, that are coming in unchecked. And we're getting rumors now and seeing videos, which are very hard to substantiate, but we're seeing videos where they're carrying bank cards where they were given to them by the UN.
Oh, I can
explain that. Explain that to me. Okay. That right there tells you, when Doug and I tell you, you need to be scared. You need to be scared.
That of
you
that.
You have no idea.
Got it. Yep.
That fact of all these people, the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions that are here illegally, okay, that came in for nefarious purposes. Let me tell you why this is happening.
Okay.
We are the one country that can withstand the New World Order because we're armed. Don't ever forget that. The only reason America can stand up is because we're the only country in the world that's armed. Almost every American out there, I know at least conservatives, somebody in the family owns a gun. And usually everybody in the family, there's enough guns for everybody. Look at gun sales. People email us. I get emails all the time begging, like I run the country or something. God bless them. I love them. But they're like, please, please don't ever, ever surrender to these people. It would be the end of the world.
Right.
We're the last stumbling block for the New World Order. And there's no way to take down America unless you take it down with subversion and in this manner of bringing men in that can be black ops warriors overnight that probably already have military training where they're from. Now they show up here, no wives, no kids, dressed halfway decent, you know, wearing polo shirts and carrying a cell phone, picking up a UN bank card. Yeah. How hard do you think it's going to be to arm those people at 7 o'clock in the morning and tell them to take down the nearest town and kill everyone? How hard do you really think that's going to be? It's not, ladies and gentlemen. Get with it. I'm telling you, you're going to have to. I don't have the answer for you, except you need to locate these places. You need to locate them, and you need to get together with some patriots in your area and figure out just how you're going to handle it. I'm not telling you what to do. I will not do that. I'm not going to jail for running my mouth. But I'm going to tell you this. You better do something. You better do something. Go find your sheriff. I mean, if you're going to do it legally, I can tell you all the different ways to do it. I can also tell you the best way to do it, which is illegal. Okay? I can tell you how to fix this. I can tell you how to fucking fix it now. People think that we're just going to walk away from this. I'll tell you right now, you're going to be lucky if you see another election. I know in my gut. I know in my gut. And you, when I tell you something, and I tell you I feel it in my gut, you need to listen. You want to know why? This old man is here because of his gut. My gut don't lie. And I'm telling you, there is a bad thing happening right now. It is bad, and it is everywhere. and you need to listen up. Don't just laugh. Randy's going off again. You better listen.
Yeah. Yes.
You know why? Your wife, your children, your grandchildren, their lives depend on it. Because when 7 or 8 of them show them at your residence, you're dead. The average person out there, unless they've been in a firefight before or are well-trained, aren't going to know how to handle this.
And that brings me...
I know because there's a go button. I know where the go button is. There. And I may be an old crippled son of a bitch, but I'm a mean one. That's the one thing I got over most people, Doug, is I am mean. Trigger me, I am mean like you've never seen mean.
This guy is like a true badger, okay? I believe me.
I'm a sweetheart during the day. I'm a sweetheart 365 days a year. Catch me on a bad one.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And that's why, too.
I'm scared, so Doug. I'm scared for these people. I'm scared for our listeners.
I am, too.
I'm terrified.
But you know, okay, let me jump in here and ask this question. What we've seen in the last several months, you notice we haven't been talking about Maui, okay? It's like Maui.
Didn't that just blow right off the map?
Okay. Is that for a reason or is that part of it?
I'm going to say, I'm not exactly sure what the reason was for Maui. I have looked at that frontwards, backwards. People say, well, it's because of the billionaires. I don't buy that. There's something else.
Okay.
There's something else. Okay. The Department of Defense does not listen to Oprah Winfrey. I'll just give you a clue.
That's true.
Okay. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So get that one. Take that one right back out of the pipe. Okay. Put something else into smoke. All right. That ain't what's flying out there. There's something else.
There's something far else.
More nefarious.
So
far more nefarious. And somebody emailed you and emailed me, and they made a point that left me sitting there. They said, "What color are UN helmets?
What color are
UN helmets?
UN helmets, blue. Yes. Yeah.
What didn't get killed in Lahaina?
Blue. Thank you." Yeah,
that when that person said that, I'm sorry. I just,
yeah.
But listen, I'm sorry. I'm ranting about these people that are snuck in the country. But ladies and gentlemen, we got a problem. Don't worry about the people that are developing land and building houses. I don't give a shit about that. I don't care. Okay.
No.
Make sure they put it in a nice pool. It's the other ones where there's 125 of them sitting there in barrack style life. That showed up without women and children with them.
Yes.
And are possibly walking around with UN cards that are topped up every month and a cell phone supplied by United Nations. And you know what they're waiting on? A phone call. I've seen too many. Doug, you've seen them. I've seen them.
Yep. Yep.
Look, we won't put one up on the screen and say this is gospel. You know why? If we can't verify it, we just don't run it. But I can tell you what we've seen that I can't run, that we can't run. And if you see enough of the same thing, wow, it might be what they call a pattern.
And what you just said there, people like Michael Yon, Todd Benzman, and others.
Yeah, there you go. He knows. Okay. Michael Yon knows. He knows what's going on up there.
They only say, really, they can only say half of what they know because they've got some people they're working with, and I'm not going to compromise. I'm just going to shut up. Just understand everything that they say. You better believe it's true. And the cards are a big deal.
And when you're working, especially if you're tied in with the government,
yeah.
Imagine how hard it was back in the day when Doug and I were both considered counterterrorism experts. Okay. And we also had to deal with the public and run a website and do shows and stuff like that. I want you to think about how hard that was and what a fine line we had to walk.
Yes. Yes.
We want to share it with you. We want to share it with you. Your life may depend on it, but it's been marked classified. Talk about being in a pickle. Talk about not sleeping at night. Yeah. Put that hat on. Try that one. And then any of you guys out there that have worked, we got listeners that worked intelligence. We know that. Okay. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That when you can't go home at night and you can't say anything to your wife, you got to be more silent than a mafia chieftain.
Exactly. You know?
I mean, this and thank God, you need to thank God that Doug and I aren't we owe the government nothing. So if it's coming, I'll tell you right now, if we knew it and we could pin it, if we had a 95% that's going to happen, we'd tell you.
Exactly. Or even
I'll give you my word.
I would tell you.
I'll give you my word. But don't you know, these two guys that are looking at you right now would have talked ourselves blue in the face deciding if we wanted to tell you. Because one thing we don't want to do is cause panic.
Oh.
And create a problem. We don't want to create a problem. But I don't want anyone to ever lose their life or the life of a loved one because I didn't say something.
No, and you know, we saw that, by the way, you were involved in this as well as I was. We saw that in with the police chief of Lackawanna, New York, back in 2003 or two, I think.
And Doug's being kind. He spearheaded that. He really did. He brought me in on it, but he already had that puppy nailed.
Well, it's interesting because, and I've told this story before. It's been a while, but the Lackawanna Six, how many people remember that?
They're going to rehabilitate jihadists.
Exactly. But you're looking at a support group of 60 more, roughly. But the bottom line was they were planning with the help, and I'm telling you this, with the help of the FBI, of bombing the Galleria Mall in Cheektowaga, New York, near the airport. This is going back a ways. And I knew the day. The police chief knew the day. Another police officer investigating this knew the day, knew the time, knew the people. And so the thing is why not stop it? Well, they were going to go right to the very end. Well, what would happen if things got out of control? I couldn't tell. I was working in Buffalo at the time. My wife, my daughter. I could not tell my wife and daughter not to go to the mall that day. Okay. However, things are different today. I couldn't say anything overtly. I would shout it from the rooftops because the FBI, I believe, are complicit, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't trust them anymore. I don't. Well, we were talking about that before the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens if somebody brings us some genuine evidence? You know, what happens? I mean, we have to do workarounds now if we were going to do anything because we don't trust these bastards. You know, that's a horrible place to be in.
And you know what? To that end, we mentioned Dinesh D'Souza's, what do you call it? The Dinesh D'Souza's movie. Well, I'm okay. But by the way, getting reports.
It's been a long week, buddy.
Oh, man.
You're forgiven, believe me.
Israel has bombed Damascus and Aleppo airports before, prior to the arrival of Iran's foreign minister, who's due to arrive. This is being reported now. Again, Israel has bombed Damascus and Aleppo airports before Iran's foreign minister was due to arrive. Folks, this is Isaiah 17 stuff. And this, I'm not so sure this is.
Iran bombed, I'm sorry, Israel bombed inside of Syria.
Yeah, is that,
right. That sounds right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said Iran bombed Syria.
I'm sorry if I said
no,
that.
You may not have. I'm thinking of two different things, too.
Yeah, Israel.
Yeah, this is getting really sticky.
And
it's.
Yeah, we're watching the prophecy.
Prophecy and as much as I dislike it, I believe Russia is tied up in the prophecy and that at some point Russia goes after Israel, which absolutely, as a human being, upsets me. Not because just I love Israel. It's that I have more respect for Putin than I do for my own president.
Exactly.
And people say, oh, look what he did in Ukraine. Look what he did in Iraq. Okay, Ukraine's a big Ukraine is a Friday night out.
Yeah.
Okay, what we did in Iraq was horrendous. We invaded a sovereign nation because that leader was no way going to go along with the globalist plan.
Exactly.
We killed a leader in Libya because the leader would not go along with a globalist plan. Egypt, we knocked a president out, Mubarak, had him in jail.
Yeah.
And then tried to, and then Obama, that cat turd, tried to move in with the Muslim Brotherhood to run Egypt.
Yep. Yep.
Man, you want to talk about being in a sticky situation. So now you got Israel going after Syria, who's protected for the most part by Russia. Putin put his foot down when we went after Syria with the freedom fighters.
Right.
He put his foot down and he stopped the Arab Spring right there. And you know what, Doug? What pees me off no end, nobody in the media understands that simple math. They don't understand the Arab Spring. They've already forgotten about it and what was going on in the Arab Spring and how we ended up and how we ended up in the bottom of Syria there.
Exactly.
Syrian freedom fighters that were carrying Al-Qaeda flags. You know, the same people that killed 3,000 of our American brethren on September 11th. You talk about a convoluted mess here. That so when we say there's a good possibility that the United States, and I'll say this, it's a good possibility that the United States and parties in Israel are responsible for what happened in Gaza. Because yes. I'll tell you right now, you cannot tell me that these people moved rocket launchers down a street in Gaza and CIA and Mossad wouldn't pick up on that. And why did they disregard Egypt's warning? They wanted this to happen. This is globalist work, man.
Exactly.
This is the globalist work. This is pig's work. This is devil's work. And any country like Netanyahu, anybody that would sit there and let this happen needs to be exterminated themselves. I'm sorry.
I'm 100% behind.
I can't. I'm so furious over this whole globalist thing. And this is what pees me off, is we're going to end up at war with Russia.
Yes.
In a war that we really don't want to fight. Russia's going to be forced to be the enemy.
And China is going to exploit that as well.
Yeah. But Russia, see, Russia's been picked up and made the boogeyman all these years. And the only reason that Russia's the boogeyman is because Russia put their foot down on Syria and wouldn't let it advance for Assad to be taken out in the Arab Spring. People that can't see that, I just want to take you around the corner and slap you upside the head three or four times. That's what happened. Jesus, so simple. It's too simple. That's why people aren't getting it.
No,
it was so simple. Oh, well, we're helping the freedom fighters. We're helping the freedom fighters fight Assad. No, you were helping Al-Qaeda topple a legitimate government.
Exactly.
Syria does nothing to the United States. They've done nothing to us.
No.
Even in Iraq, it was Iran that was pumping mortar rounds and all and supplying people. It wasn't Syria supplying the jihadist groups in Iraq. And anybody says that's a liar.
And this is,
I'm telling you, you're a liar.
This is going to expand a great deal into the war is going to expand. By the way, we've got a minute 20 left.
Oh, I'm sorry. And not by choice. That's the sad part. People are dying and it's the globalists doing it.
No, you're 100% right. And just so people understand where to go, if you go to HagmanPI.com, folks, take a look at this, please. There's some information, new information at HagmanPI.com. My report that appeared in Wisconsin Christian News, Modern Day Red Dawn, Skyrocketing Crime, Private Money. This information is very important for people to understand. Also, a couple of columns, links to the SARS-CoV-2 report, as well as the video, which I don't have up here, the video that from InfoWars I'll link to. But folks, we're gonna be back tomorrow.
Cool, let's do that, man. Let's continue this.
All right. Yeah, Randy Taylor, I want to thank you so much because I know you're busy and we're both busy, but I want to thank you so much. Yeah,
this is so much further important than anything I was doing. I don't want any more lives because these globalists are screwing us. These fat ass bankers just sit around and let this happen just to line their pockets. I am appalled. Listen, we're going to start on this again tomorrow.
Amen to that. All right, folks, have a good day. God bless you. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.